You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Cha-cha. Hey, I like it, cha-cha. Hey. We're cha-chaing into the weekend. Yes, it's me, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You are watching Black Hollywood Live Next, where we give you the scoop on what's next in the world. And I'm here with my girl, Courtney.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tezano here. Keep in touch with me at Teznos on Twitter and Instagram. Use that hashtag because we really need you guys to get this conversation going. This episode, we have a lot of funny things coming up and a lot of casting news, honey.
Yes. Okay, so if you guys have been alive on Twitter, you saw last week there was a story. It was called Zola Story. Hashtag Zola Story. Let's go through some of the things that happened because it was 148 tweets long and I read every single tweet because it was that interesting.
You were more dedicated than I was.
It was so interesting. And like it, the story, you couldn't believe it was true because let me tell you what happened. So it was basically the most ratchetest tale you've ever heard. It was about a stripper. And she met this other stripper while she was working at Hooters. And then the next day, the girl's like, hey, I'm going to dance in Florida. And they were from Detroit. She's like, you want to come with me? She's like, okay, I don't know you, but I'll go. So they go to Detroit.
That was strike number one.
That was strike number one. You don't go nowhere with somebody you don't know.
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay, so Zola goes down there with her friend Jess. Jess is with her boyfriend, Jarrett, and a big black Nigerian dude named Z. Okay? So they all driving down to Florida. So the girls go dance in a club. They don't make any money. So they get back to the hotel room.
They didn't make anything.
They were just like, this place is slow. I don't know why we came here. It's horrible. Because they thought they were going to make like $15,000, $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. So they find out that they don't have any options. So Z, this hulking black man who basically is their pimp, decides to say, hey, you guys should go trap. You know what trap is?
What trap?
I didn't know what it was either until I read the story.
No, I didn't know. I just thought ratchet.
It's prostitution. He said you guys should go trap and make some money.
Oh, like the trap house. Yes.
No, but that's not... No, trap house is like drugs.
Okay.
Trapping is hoeing.
You see how much I know about this.
Is hoeing. Mm. Prostitution.
All right.
I didn't know this either.
You learned this through tweets.
Yes, you learned this through the 148 tweets that Isaiah Wells, who goes by the name Zola Moon, mm-hmm. put out. So she's telling this story. She's like, you're not going to believe what happened to me. And so she says that they go. She's like, I didn't sign up to come out here and trap. I just came out here to dance. I'm like, that's not for me. But, you know, Jess is out here. She can do that. So she makes this back page. I was like, what is a back page like ad? Basically, it's like ads for prostitutes.
What?
You learned so much stuff, I'm telling you.
This is crazy.
Ads for prostitutes. And if you could, Zach, put those pictures back up because we're going to show one of the... We got to talk about these pictures, too. The back page ad goes up. The boyfriend, Jared, is like schizophrenic and he's angry because he's like, you're not supposed to be having you're not supposed to be a prostitute. Like, how could you do this to me? He like threatens to jump off the balcony and commit suicide. And then apparently Z tries to teach the boyfriend a lesson and makes Jess, his girlfriend, give the pimp head in front of the boyfriend.
Why is this so ratchet?
I don't know.
And why was this on Twitter?
Because
this
she was telling her she was telling her tale about what really happened. And so this is insane. So make sure you guys just, you know, you can search it on Google. Just look up Zola Story. But it is literally the most hilarious story. Like, you can see all of this stuff happening. Then there's a shootout because there's another pimp who finds out they trapping in his... It is
okay,
ridiculous.
So this girl Zola, pretty much, she should have wrote this in a book. So is she going to get her writer's credit?
You
no,
know,
it's all
yes,
on
she,
Twitter.
No, she is because there's a lot of producers that are now hitting her up to make this an actual movie.
Really?
Yes. You see how crazy this is in this world? You can just, like, have the most creative, ratchet story.
But my
story.
Thing is, how did she put out a good hashtag? How did everybody else find out about this?
No, she literally, like, if she has, I don't know, she maybe has a couple thousand followers. She literally just kept tweeting, and it was 148 tweets, like, back to back to back to back. Whoa. So, of course, somebody's going to see this. And within 3 days, this thing went viral. Like, people took pictures, screenshots of it. So I'm just, like, reading screenshots. And Missy Elliott tweeted. She was like, "This, I'm over here eating popcorn reading this. Like, this
oh,
is
my
so good.
Goodness.
So she's got a couple of different offers from Hollywood about people who, you know, like, about what she wants to do with the story. So who do you would you like to see?
Cast in this.
Cast. Who's the... Because Zola, of course, is the girl, homegirl. And then she's got Jess, who's, like, this cute little sweet-looking white chick. Who should be Zola... Who should be Jess?
Oh, I don't want to put anybody on these roles. I mean, if someone wants to challenge themselves in Hollywood, then all go for it. But I don't want to say, like, oh, this person would be perfect for this whole role.
Well, Twitter has some ideas. They say Megan Good and Taryn Manning. That's one picture.
Do you know, I actually thought about the first... I thought about Megan Good. I did. And
she's
I
a
know,
nice, cute little body. That could be a stripper body.
She does. But as long as at the end, like, she has, like, a revelation, I feel like Megan could pull this off. I don't know if she would actually do it, because we know Megan is not really on that path, and she's doing different roles. But I think it would be something everybody would tune in.
And there's another one that people say on Twitter. Amber Rose, Khloe Kardashian.
Not Khloe Kardashian, Amber Rose.
Why not Khloe?
No, I feel like Khloe going through too much right now. She does not need a trap movie under her belt right
oh my
now.
Gosh.
I think she needs to focus on her own. She has that book coming out. No, she doesn't need to be a part of it.
Okay, so not them. What about the cast of Hustle and Flow?
Yes.
Look at them. Look at them. So this is who people posted. They said that Zola should be Taraji P. Henson. And then, in this story, Z has a fiance that just happens to be a stripper as well that lives in Florida. So then, of course, you see that. And then Taryn Manning again as Jess.
But you know what? I think she could pull it off. That girl's a good actress.
She is. Taryn Manning's an awesome actress, and she does, you know, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Like, she could do this, totally.
She really could do it. But Taraji and Taryn, they already have Empire. I don't know if they're going to switch over to this trap story.
That's
I feel
too,
like.
There's too much.
Yeah.
Too much ratchetry going
Definitely.
On here. All right.
Okay. Speaking of ratchetry, you guys.
Oh, wait. I got to show you something as well before we move on.
Go ahead, Meg. Go ahead.
There's a trailer for Complex Magazine put this out, and it's a trailer for the not for this one, Zach. Let's go back to the other video about what they think the Zola story should look like, and it was so hilarious that I almost like I was like, we have to see this. Are you ready? Let's go.
See this. Not these Barbies, though.
No, that's why I was dying. I was like, this is... But, like, it gives you a general idea of what this story's about.
It's coming soon. It's a little... It's a frozen screen right now, but hold
Meet
up.
Meet Zola.
I'm a full new type of bitch.
In a story of friendship.
Dude, let's go to Florida.
You selling pussy for $100? Pussy is worth thousands. You tripping.
Action.
It was just a fucking mess. A mess.
Pulse-pounding suspense.
I'm not about to play with you, hoe. I'm going home.
And hoism.
Give me the money.
I'm here for the white girl.
In a world where stripper fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
I will dead-ass kill y'all.
Zola.
This nigga lost in the sauce, and his bitch lost in the game.
What? What is so hilarious, because she does tweet that she's like lost in the like the stuff is,
but the hoodism and
it was so, I was like, who does this, who comes up with this? It's so funny.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait to see. I hope this doesn't disappoint, because when they put stuff like that out there, everybody's expectations are on another level.
Right,
like,
right, right.
They gotta make sure they stick to the ratchet storyline.
Right, right.
Oh my goodness.
Well, let's talk about other things going on in the casting world. As you know, before we've talked about it, Spike Lee has a new movie coming out called Chi-Raq, and it's basically, it's kind of a comedy, kind of a satire about what's going on in Chicago, which is there's a lot of gang fighting, a lot of people dying. And so he wanted to bring some light to that situation. And he does that through a comedy that is based on the Greek comedy Lysistrata. Now, in that Greek comedy, the women decided to withhold sex from their men until they stopped warring. So until they stopped fighting, no more wars, and it worked. So this is what it's based on. Let's see the trailer for this.
Just another second, guys. So
no problem.
Trailer. That's all right. Yes.
No, but we did talk about this one before.
We did. But the trailer just got released, so that's why I wanted us to talk about it. It comes out December 4th, so make sure you guys check that out. And then here's the other thing. Lionsgate has a partnership with Amazon Prime, so they're going to release it on Amazon Prime right after they release it on
the Big Train. I feel like that's a good move. Honestly, like, sometimes these type of things are hit or miss in the box office.
Right.
So to have it actually be on something that everybody can go back and watch, that's going to be great.
I don't know if too many people will actually watch it, though.
On Amazon Prime?
No. We'll watch it in the theaters if they know they can just watch it at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I mean, as long as they make their profit, that's right, all I'm really worried about. But I feel like it's always a good idea to put it on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, because people are like, we're a binge-watching community and culture. So it just makes so much more sense.
And then we have Tiana Paris, Samuel L. Jackson, John Cusack. Who else? Nick Cannon. These are the stars that are in here. A ton of people. So let's see the trailer.
We'll see it in a second, you guys.
Alright, how about we gotta keep the show going, you guys. You can just Google it. It's easy.
You can Google it. But it is good. It is good. I would definitely say go out, check it out.
I'm excited to see it.
Spike Lee's always great. Alright, yeah. I think it's playing.
Misery and strife.
Everybody here got a man banging and slanging, fighting for the flag, risking that long zip of the cadaver back.
All to the bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
What started with a gorgeous Nubian sister.
What's up, Spinner?
They call her Lysistrata, a woman like no other.
You just try taking away their guns.
Okay, the dirty poppers. Because my gun go boom, I'll make sure a Trojan end up in the next.
All right. Well, what else do they know?
Oh, yes, I'm going to see it just because of Angela.
I will deny all rights of access or entrance.
Lysistrata had them all. Take a solemn oath.
All right. So that's a little clip of what you guys can expect from the movie. It looks really, really interesting. There's a ton of big names in this movie.
Yeah. I would see it just because of Angela Bassett. She is always phenomenal.
Yes, she is.
Okay. So there was a headline that kind of grabbed my attention. I was telling you about it earlier, Meg. So the next big thing that we're talking about today is apparently in the UK, there's a spy bill that is under, there's a bill that they want to pass that will expose people's porn habits and more. I'm not saying I have any porn habits at all. That's not why it grabbed my attention, but I thought it was a wonderful headline. I actually saw it on BBC. And what they're trying to propose is that people's internet connection records can be monitored. Okay. Now, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like I'm always being watched. I feel like the U.S. has already enforced this bill and just never said anything. But what they say that they will do is that the companies can basically log your IP addresses. But now they're taking it a step further, saying that not only can they log your IP addresses, but they know that people share devices and share computers.
Right.
So they're taking it a step further and getting like all this high-tech equipment to figure out specifically who is logging into this.
Wait,
stuff.
How can you know that unless you like look at a camera?
It's some type of equipment. So I have no idea what they're doing, but that's what they want to move forward with this bill. Now, the only part that where we're kind of safe is they still need a warrant for the following thing. So I'm just going to read a quote because it's like a little too technical. So it said, to be clear, the authorities would still need a warrant to make service providers store and hand over browser history. So they can't check your Facebook pages or tweets or see the tweets that you've looked at. Now, I feel like that would be crazy as heck if they had all this information of what Facebook and Twitter and
what
Instagram
pages you're
visiting.
Spending hours on. Look at your exes. You can't
that is crazy. I think that's crazy, but I feel like, is anyone else with me? Do they feel like we've already kind of passed this bill and nobody knew about it?
Right. I feel like, yes, Big Brother's always watching. All you porn lovers, beware. Beware. They're logging your porn clicks.
Oh, my goodness. So I, for one, it sucks for the UK if this spy bill is passed, but I kind of have a feeling that it's going to be passed. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, I feel like they're going to use some kind of excuse as to why. Oh, for national security purposes, we need to know who all you pervs are.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But I think that's trifling. I'm like, they've said, like, the marketing thing before, but now I think, like, it's just getting ridiculous.
Right.
Like, what happened to, like, us having privacy? I feel like that's not a thing anymore. We need to change the definition of that.
No privacy. Nope. Everyone knows your porn clicks.
Stop!
Okay. Stop watching the porn. All right. Let's talk about Fresh Beats. We got some new music coming out. And this one is brought to you by Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. I love Kendrick, by the way.
He really is great. Every time he puts something out, I'm like,
right.
Yes.
So this song is called These Walls, and it features Bilal, Hey, Anna Wise, and Thundercat. Now, it's like 8 minutes long because he turned it into a theatrical. Like, I mean, it's like a whole movie. Inside, he of course, his song is there, but there's a part in it that's so cute where Terry Crews is dancing, and it's like this big thug, and they end up doing the Kwan.
Everybody together. Has been killing
Kendrick
that
Lamar
dance.
And Terry Crews do the Kwan in this video. So we're just gonna show you guys a clip of it in a second. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a minute, but it's really really cute.
Okay.
So yes, we're gonna talk about some couples news, and we'll go back to that in a moment.
All right, so this. You guys, it's been so much going on in Hollywood with these couples, these new couple alerts. And I know you guys have heard that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are apparently an item. It was a rumor before. They were spotted at a Halloween.
Weird.
Girl, it is a strange pair.
So weird.
Like, they're so different. But I, for one, feel like, you know, they were spotted at a Halloween after party before, like, getting close and whatnot. But now there's actually a photo, and we'll show you guys that later, that they've been holding hands. And it was at the CMAs, which is Blake Shelton's territory,
right,
Country
right.
Music Awards. So I'm like, all right, you're introducing her to the country world. That's a big deal. But I feel like it's a publicity stunt for The Voice.
Really?
Girl, yes. The Voice is on Monday. They need ratings. Like, everyone's going to tune in. Everyone is going to tune in just because they're apparently an item. And, like, what do you think I'm right on that or what?
I think it could work because, you know, Gwen. Now, let me tell you why. Because Gwen Stefani has been with Gavin Rossdale for forever. He's this really cute, you know, British guy. European men tend to be a little more metro, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have Blake Shelton. Now, this is a country man.
Ooh.
I mean, he's tall. He's just thick. He's, you know, he can cover her. And
but no, I feel like...
No, it's not going to work.
I'm not going to ship this couple yet because I feel like it's too soon. I feel like they are both rebounding each other because it's like, how convenient. You both work together. You both just got a divorce
right.
from people you were with for a long time. And whether the cheating rumors or not were true, I feel like it's too soon for both of them. You're both recently divorced.
You know what? Let
That's
them just
a bad
have fun.
Move. No,
Let them just
they
have
are too grown to just be having fun. You are not in college.
Why can't they just go out with each other?
They are in the spotlight, you guys.
So what's wrong with that?
No, because being in the spotlight requires a certain level of... You just have to protect yourself. Like, people are going to talk
Who
smack
Who cares? Let them
day.
Talk. Let them talk smack.
No.
Why does that matter if people want to talk smack because you're hanging out with your coworker?
Hanging out with your coworker? Yeah. No, you're confirming that you're dating.
What's wrong with that?
I think it's too soon. I personally love marriage. I believe in it. And I feel like you need to heal from those divorces. That's just me. But let us know what you think in the comments. Because obviously, me and Meg are on two different sides of this new couple alert. But I think we have our Kendrick song up and ready.
Yeah, so. But before we do that, if you guys love our show, make sure you support our supporters, our the people who help us keep the show on. And one of those people is DraftKings.com. It's a great website for all of you fantasy football lovers like myself. I play in like two fantasy football leagues, but they're season-long leagues. DraftKings is week by week, so you don't have to worry about anybody getting on the injured reserve list that you got to keep. You don't have to worry about people who are questionable or doubtful for this week's game. You can get rid of those people because it goes week by week. DraftKings.com literally gets a new millionaire every week. Like, you can win money on this site. It's real. I actually know a few people who won.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely. So go ahead and get DraftKings because it's crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love for football into a life-changing payday, which is what I'm going to do, but, you know.
Of course you are.
I'm not so good at this. We'll see. But you can just go to you can go to DraftKings.com right now and use our promo code BLACK to play for a free shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Again, that is BLACK. Enter that code for free entry at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
All right,
let's go ahead and watch this Kendrick Lamar video.
I just want to see the part where he gets the Kwan.
Curious. That's fine, man.
Actually, can we speed it up to 150, please?
Landed his ass in this goddamn slammer. It was Kendrick.
Kendrick is getting it, but the song is so smooth.
Yeah.
These walls happier when I'm here. These walls never go hold up. Every time I come around, demolition might.
Wait, was this the two that were just twerking on
yes,
the
wall? That, no, no, that's Kendrick Lamar twerking with the girl.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, like this is such so cinematic.
It really
You're
is.
You're going through this entire house.
In the room.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, make sure you guys check that out. It's Kendrick Lamar's new song, These Walls. Or actually, it's been on his album, but this is the new release of the video. It's very, it's 8 minutes. I mean, it's a really good, good cinema. Like, and to see Terry Crews and Kendrick Lamar do the Quan.
I need to see that. That's what you guys are missing. You need to see that part of the video because I need to go see it.
Yeah, go check that out.
Okay, can we show really quickly, since me and Meg were on different sides, can we show that picture of Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani holding hands? I don't think this is work appropriate. This is not safe for
what
work.
You
can't do this.
You can hold hands with your coworker.
No, Megan. You better stop.
You're not going to hold hands with your coworker?
No.
Why not?
No, because I'm in a whole relationship.
But they, and they both look like they're walking around. Just a little drunk.
They look like they are buzzed and they don't care.
I like this next big couple.
No comment. My silence was the no comment. Okay.
No comment.
Let's go ahead and move on to another. It's not necessarily a couple alert, but Eddie Murphy is a daddy for the ninth time, you guys.
Next big family alert.
Next big family alert. So apparently Eddie Murphy is having his ninth child with his longtime girlfriend. Her name is Paige
Butcher.
Butcher. I did say her name.
Yeah,
catchy.
You did.
Paige Butcher, and they've been together since 2012. So they've had like a long enough relationship
right.
where I understand they want to have kids. However, this is your ninth child, Eddie Murphy. You're
What's
not.
Wrong? If you have the money to support kids, why should. Look, 18 and count, 19 and count, 20
I have a feeling.
Count.
I'm going to go ahead and predict. I think she's having twins. Just to round
why?
Out this, just to round it out to 10 kids. You might as well have 10 kids, Eddie Murphy. I mean, I love a big family. I think that's beautiful. As long as he's taking care of his children, that's wonderful. So this is probably really good news.
Which he is. He has the money to take care of all 35,000 mm-hmm. of his kids, you know.
As long as that was neglected, I'm fine. Okay, so this one, you guys, I'm going to prepare you. I don't know if you've seen it already, but the game is
yes, he's our
packing.
Next big, he's our next big crush.
Yes, I wouldn't say he's my crush.
He's our next big crush.
He is packing. And I was very shocked when I saw this photo. I'm going to let Megan take this one.
I mean, okay, so this threw Instagram in a frenzy.
Yes.
Women were going cray-cray over the game's
Not just
picture.
Women. Not just women.
I'm talking about everyone. I mean, men who were not packing as much were feeling very insecure about their lives. Women were just, like, I mean, people were just looking at this picture, reposting like crazy. And the game has a new album out. So I'm like, is this part of his publicity
stuff?
Like, seriously, like, because that made you go to his page. When I saw somebody else repost, I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go see what he's talking about. And you see all this stuff. So I'm wondering if that has, you know, why not?
It probably does. But you guys, I'm like real late to the game. This is my first time right before we got on next. I saw this photo and I was like, no.
That is a, he's packing.
Oh my God.
Do you think
goodness.
That's a sock in there? Or do you think that's everything?
I don't even want to.
I was there. I was, you know, I was just curious, you know.
It's just really far. It's like down his thigh, you guys. It's down his thigh.
But here's the thing. If a woman posts a picture that's half naked showing body parts, she's a whore, she's a thot, she's loose, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you have a guy that does the same thing and people are just like excited and
praising,
happy. And,
yeah.
Right. I think that's, this is a thought picture. This is a male thought picture.
T-H-O-T.
Thought.
You actually are right, because when Justin Bieber's penis came out, everybody went crazy.
Right.
When Chris Brown's penis came out, everyone, even Lenny Kravitz with his old self, when it popped out on stage, everybody went crazy. But, I mean, why do we shame women so much when that happens, though?
It's because it's our society. It's very unfair.
Those dang double standards.
I know. Mm. Although I did enjoy that picture. Thank you, game. Thank you for doing that for us.
Oh,
all right. Before we get out of here, make sure you always stay part of the conversation. Use BHL next with as your hashtag, because we want to know what you guys think. We want to know what celebrities you want to see next week. We got some big names coming up. Where can we find you, Courtney?
Keep in touch with me at Tez Knows on Twitter, Instagram, and now Snapchat. I am back on Snapchat, so check out those snaps, and like Meg said, use that hashtag, because I really never hear from you guys, and that's bad. So go ahead and use the hashtag. Let us know what you thought about all of our casting news, how you reacted, and where can they find you, love?
You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream. Make sure you guys follow us. We love you. Until next week, see ya.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.